Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I talk to business people, CEOs, presidents, and business owners all day long, all week long, from New York to California. And it's a really interesting experience these days because what I'm hearing throughout the business world is that business owners, businesses are busy. They're unprecedented. It's unprecedented over the last couple of years how busy they are. They're just not used to this. All of a sudden, they find that their infrastructure of to get the work out is taxed. They find that there's more work that they can handle. They find that they're working longer hours. And all of that is a good thing. And what we can expect with the tax cut is that it's going to get even busier. The economy is going to boom, and you have to be prepared for that. But the one thing you need to be cautious of is as you get busy, as you do more business, the tendency is to not pay attention to prospecting, marketing, sales, social media. We have to make sure that we are right on our game. Just because we're doing business today doesn't mean that we'll do business tomorrow. We do not want a boom-bust cycle. We want to be in the situation where we have sustained growth, we have sustained profits, and it goes on for a very long period of time. And to do that, we can't take our success and our profits and our growth and all the activity for granted. We can't just say it's going to be there. We can't just expect it's going to happen. So take a look at your operation. Take a look at your business plan. Start reviewing your business plan and your business thinking about how you not only are going to handle the amount of business coming in, but how every single day you are going to capture the business that's out there, that you are going to compete in the marketplace. You're not going to let the competition get the business. You are going to go after it. And you're going to absolutely make sure that you continue your customer service, because one of the areas that business people absolutely fail at is they get busy and they take customers for granted, and they take the old customers for granted, and all of a sudden they're not paying attention to them. And if things do slow down, the old customers are no longer there because they thought, hey, if you're not going to give me the customer service, I'm just going to go someplace else. So it's extremely important that we enjoy the profits, that we absolutely enjoy being busy, that we get more organized, we get more efficient in what we're doing. But the first of every single month, we have to consider that we are stone cold broke no matter how much business we've done in the last month. The first of every month, we have to put ourselves in a position where we're reinventing our sales, where we're reinventing the business, where we know what our goals are, and we are in a position where we are just doing what needs to be done, doing business and making a profit. It's going to be a great year. Let's make sure that you are on the train to success. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.